The following commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3215 or email radio at bnnmedia.org.
I'm here in Boston. Again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbotham, and you're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM. Name of the show, From the Trenches, baby. From the Trenches. Observation from the Trenches. Observation from the Trenches. But speak about things that I see out in the community, in the world also, that need to be rethought or redone or redid. That's not working. And I also speak about What needs to be. I don't believe in being pessimist or being doomsayer, because I believe that as long as you are above ground, you can make something happen. There's always tomorrow and a way for you to do something differently if you are above ground. Once you're above ground, stick a fork in it, baby. Game's over. Today's going to be Speak My Mind Wednesday. Speak My Mind Wednesday. What's on my mind? I want to start off by just sharing my 2 cents on the Kaelin Clark and Andy Reid expo, game of the week. And again, I want to come from this perspective. Andy Reid, to me, a good player, but last year when she won the Covenant, NCAA Women's Tournament, she spent more time last year being a star rather than working on her game. So, yes, she taunted Kaelin Clark. Okay. And yes, she pointed that she had the ring. Okay, yeah. But a mature person, right, would focus on how can I repeat? How can I repeat? So, as a leader of that team, I thought that her action, right, has not been very pointed to the point, keeping her folks focused. We want to repeat, okay? And so I guess because with the NCAA now, you can make money on your image. So you take these, kids who come out of homes where there was no wealth and no inheritance. Now they can make money on their image, because they are, successful. Okay, I get it. So you spend time being a star, perfecting your image that you're trying to market. Okay. Well, Kaelin Clark, on the hand, right, she spent time, I believe, on her game. It showed. So kudos to Iowa, because why? They came out and handled business. All right? Kaelin Clark, right, knows that, hey, I got to bring my A game. And she brought an A-plus game. LSU were, in my mind, relying on past loyal, what we did, our reputation. And so the best team won. And what make the whole March Madness so great is one and done, baby. One and done. What makes March Madness so great and so exhilarating and unpredictable that the best team does not always win. It's not like you have like a 3 out of 5 series or 4 out of 7 series. It's one and done. And so there are many teams, right, who were better, right, have more talent, but if you don't stay focused and locked in, you can go home. Where LSU, you going home. Because to me, you was out-coached, outplayed. And so, Kaelin Clark, kudos. She put a time into her game. It showed. And the coach for LSU never had her folks prepared. How are you going to defend that pick and roll? Because for a shooter, right, all they want is space to get that jump off. Just like, a Steph Curry, right? He used picks, right, just to be able to shoot. A shooter needs what? An opportunity to get a shot off. And again, she's been working on that all year. That's what she does. So LSU never adjusted. The coach never adjusted. And you had the wrong person playing her to begin with. So again, LSU was just out-coached, out-played, and the best team won. And the beauty about Angie Reese, she's still young. She should be able to learn from this here. I need to bring my game and not my mouth. I need to bring my game and let my game do my talking and not be running my mouth. Because in white America, if I think about with Muhammad Ali, when he first came out in the 60s, they hated him. This brash young Negro man talking trash, you know, to white people. What are you going to do to him? People paid money just to see somebody put Muhammad Ali on his butt. Never happened. That's why he's one of a top draw. Well, that game on Monday, according to ESPN, drew over 12 million people. Well, they wanted to see somebody put LSU on their butt, especially to silence Andy Reid. Well, that happened. So people was very pleased that they lost. Because if you're going to brag, you better be able to back it up. And unfortunate for LSU, right, you didn't bring your game. You didn't bring your game. So kudos to Iowa. Kudos to Kalen Clark. But it should be a learning lesson to all of our people in the ADOS community. In this society, in our country, white people don't take kindly to folks who are going to be braggadocious, who are going to brag and boast. And it really lived up to this binary structure they created, black and white. Some call it evil versus good. You know who's evil, LSU, who's good, all white Iowa. But, you know, I digress. But just strictly on a basketball note, Iowa was the better team. Kalen Clark, right, showed that she put a game in. She put a time in her game, and she rightfully deserved to win. She deserved to win. So for LSU and folks who want to, hey, don't put work in, don't put time in, well, if you don't put your time in, you don't get your results. And so, again, kudos to them. But it should be a lesson to all folks who want to, have that swagger with no work. You know, brag about, you know, brag and boast. Okay. Well, keep in mind about Muhammad Ali now. The white community hated him. Oh, they hated that man with a passion in the 60s. Who's this brash Negro man talking all this trash? And every time he fought, sellout crowd on television, in the stadium, because why? Just hoping that some white hope, some great white hope, going to put this Negro in his place. Never happened, but that's why he always drew a great crowd. Well, same with this game on Monday. Yes, indeed. And somebody should sit Andy Reid down and tell him the kind of country she's in. It's a great country, you know. And you lose endorsement, right, by being this, you know, very antagonistic type of front person. Corporations don't want you. You look at Barkley. You look at Shaq, you know. They just what? Nice black people. They don't make no waves. They make no waves. They don't say anything controversial. They don't say anything. Okay? Most of the folks you see on ESPN, Stephen Smith, all the rest of them, right? They like nice black folks. And white America like nice black folks. Don't make no waves. I don't say anything of substance. All right? And you can sit here and be famous. We pay you millions of dollars to be a spokesperson, but stay in your lane. And somebody needs to, I believe, sit down with Miss Reach, you know, and just have a talk with her about the country that she is, that she's in, and the relationship that's built on 247 years of chattel slavery, followed by 100 years of what amounts to apartheid, you know, Jim Crow, etc. And let them know, hey, you know, you got skills, you got talent, you got to work on your game, you know, but you got skills. But understand the kind of country that you're in. It's a great country. It's a great, 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 great country. But there is also a relationship here, you know. And if you want to get the kind of endorsement that you want, right, they're not going to pay if you're going to be out there, right, being swaggadocious, you know what I mean? They're not going to pay for that. And I seen a commercial with Kalen Clark of Allstate Insurance, right? You know, she's probably making a good piece of chain. But it showed what? Very wholesome, family, you know, white people, the good life. So again, somebody needs to set her down, explain to her the rules of the game, the rules of the game out here, and she'll be fine. You know, she'll be fine. She got talent. And the same with the young lady who's a freshman on the team. But I believe that Angie Reese did not show good leadership in leading her team this year. You know, but that comes with maturity. And also, the coach showed that she had a lack of leadership on her part as well by not being able to focus and rein these players in on the task at hand. When you're the number one dog, everybody's coming for you. Ask UConn. UConn is going to get everybody's best shot. But guess what? They have been focused. They have been focused. They're not bragging about last year. They're playing for this year. And right now, you know, they're playing well. Because what makes March Madness so great is the one-and-done aspect. If you don't bring your A game, you can go home. A case in point, also, the young man from Purdue. That young man, I forgot his name right now. But in the last two years, Purdue, although came in as number one seed, they lost like in the first round. Devastated. But this young man, okay, he's like 7 feet. You can tell that this young man, he put time in his game this year. He put time in his game. And so, because he knew, I cannot afford have this to happen to me 3 years in a row where we go out in the first round or second round. And so Purdue now is in the Final Four. And everybody was predicting them to be there the last two years. But because they did not prep themselves or take these teams seriously, what make March Madness so great is one and done aspect. So kudos to Purdue. It's been a great series for this young man. I'm really proud of him. He showed that when you put time in your craft, you put in work, you ain't got to work hard. You ain't got to work hard. But if you consistently work at your craft, you will get good results. So that's why Purdue, right, is going to the next round where the two previous years, they lost because they didn't come in prepared. He probably was not in the best of shape, although he's a good player, but he has dominated this year because you can see in his eyes, I'm not going out. And he's playing like it. So kudos to him. Anyway, I also share my ideas on the whole did it with you. Did it. I got a different take. Instead of crucifying Diddy, calling him the scum of the earth, right? Let's put that on those people who chose success at any cost. I'm going to speak from that perspective. Where you chose success at any cost. Remember when President Trump was running in 2016? He was with some guy named Bush. He said, he made this quote here. Because I am a celebrity, I could grab them by the you know what. Talking about the women. He said, because I was a celebrity, they allowed me to grab them by the you know what. But to me, most Americans miss the essence of what he's saying. Because I am Diddy, because I am this, because I'm a CEO, because I am the president, because I have acquired a certain level of accomplishment, these folks are willing, right, to compromise themselves in the hopes of, right, getting an advancement, a letter of endorsement, doors opening, careers being launched. So they're willing, right, to sacrifice their own body to be proselytized, you know, in the hopes of it will lead them to a greener pasture. Well, that speaks to me not so much about the so-called Diddy's of the world or Cosby of the world, all right, or even R. Kelly of the world. That speaks to me about you. Where was your standards? Where are your character? Where are your integrity? I call it success at any price. I'm willing to sacrifice my body, all right, with the hopes of you're going to open doors for me or give me a good reference or help advance my career when I go to the next level. And it also says about America, if you think about what President Trump said when he was running in 2016, because I am a celebrity, these women will allow me to touch him in the you-know-what. Well, what you're seeing play out now with Diddy and also with others, right, so-called prominent people, that speaks to me about you want success at any price. You wouldn't pay. If it means you get into involved in a homosexual relationship, so be it. You mean that you being a threesome, so be it. Well, that speaks about that individual. Don't come trying to, I've been victimized. No, you want success at any price. You wouldn't pay because of your standards or lack thereof. And we in America needs to start to hold and have standards. If you want to play, you got to pay. So if you wouldn't pay, play, don't start talking about, I now regret my choice. Or they made me do this here, whatever. You could have said, no, I ain't down for that. I'm not with that. That's not what I'm here to do. If I can't get on my lawyers, on my talent, on my skills, well, it's not meant for me. But unfortunately, what you see in America, because everybody out for the bag, get that bag, things like standards, things like morality, things like integrity and character has taken a back seat. Matter of fact, it has left the room. Success at any price. So I believe that we need to take a look at ourselves and at our country, because in the name of freedom, anything permissible, anything goes. And so it's easy to blame somebody for our own shortcoming, for the choices that we have made. When in fact, you would willingly participate, is why you were looking at what you could get, how it might benefit you and your career. So again, I'm not holding Diddy responsible for these grown people. You want to play, got to pay. Simple as that. But again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. You listen to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM in Boston. Name of the program, From the Trenches, Baby. Observation from the Trenches, where I speak about things I see and what needs to change for the better. And so I'm just speaking my mind on Wednesday. It's kind of raining out here in Boston today. Hope you're nice and snug wherever you are. Speaking my mind. You know, another thing that I want to just point out here. All of a sudden now, everybody's talking about the president, Netanyahu. Also, he's the villain. He's the villain. Netanyahu ain't the villain. He's doing exactly what they want him to do. That's right. He's doing exactly what the Jewish community over there in America want him to do. And so, because the media is showing the carnage, okay, the devastation of our weapons, massacring these people, it don't look good. It don't look good. So now, but they got to find a fall guy. Netanyahu got to go. And you got these, fake politicians like Bernie Sanders, okay, Chuck Schumer, all right, these Jewish American, all right, they're Zionists who all hide behind this one statement. Does not Israel have the right to defend herself? Well, having read for myself for the first time in my life, I say this here question. That's the wrong question. We should have said, does the Palestinian have a right to their land back? That should have been the question from day one. Do the Palestinians have a right to fight for their land back? After reading for myself, I have an astounding yes, they do. Because you invaded their space. But you got these politicians, Jewish American and also white American, everybody up there, right, who's been totally bought by AIPAC, you know, this American Jewish lobby, they really are lobbying for Israel, a foreign country. These folks are petrified. If they say anything negative, right, or don't vote in accordance with things for Israel, their careers are over. It's done. It's done. And for more information on that, read the Israeli lobby, U.S. foreign policy. And for more information, read President Jimmy Carter wrote a book, Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. Hear that title? Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. And so they talk about it's the most powerful lobby in Washington, D.C. I say the most powerful lobby here in this country, because even on city and state level, everything is what? Anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism. I looked at the definition of that. It means if you have hostility or you hate Jewish people, it's the definition of being anti-Semitic. If you have hostility against the Jewish, against Jews, or you hate Jews, well, that's wrong. If I don't agree with you, don't mean I have hostility against you. Don't mean I hate you. I don't agree with you. Having read for myself, I can say with hands down that the state of Israel should have never been created. Nor would I know now by reading for myself. The UN should have never partitioned Palestine in 1947 to give 55% of that land to the Jewish people. Should never did that. And in 1948, when they started to come over to Palestine, 750,000 Palestinians were replaced, displaced, through violence, through force, having read for myself. And so now we got these politicians, be it Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, and others, and even our president, Biden. These folks have been bought by AIPAC, the Jewish lobby. But read it for yourself. Read for yourself. And so again, now, because America is seeing the carnage, the devastation of our weapons. Now, these are our F-16. These are our tanks, our bombs, our cetera. And they hide behind Hamas. Let me say this here, having read for myself. That's why, folks, you got to read for yourself. Hamas was elected by a democratic process that President Jimmy Carter group, the Carter Center overseeing, right? The Palestinian people voted in the group. Keep in mind, these are still Palestinian people. Although they come to Hamas, it's like being a Democrat here in America or like a Republican in America. You're still American. These folks are still, right, Palestinian, although the group is called Hamas, right? And so when they say, well, we want to eradicate Hamas, they are still Palestinian. When folks say, well, you know, the Palestinians don't want that. They the one voted them in. Because what, living in apartheid for the last 50 years. So again, because we get all our news from the corporate-owned media, we don't know no better. That's why I thank God for the first time in my life, I read for myself. I read for myself. And so now, they're trying to make Netanyahu as the villain. He got to go. The damage is done. If you look at the map of Palestine in 1947, okay, before this year, invasion of all these Jews over there, it was 80% Palestinian, followed by Christian and Jews. 80% Palestinian. All that land was occupied by Palestinians. Look at the map now. The Jews have taken all that land through force, through wars, or whatever, with our weapons, armed by American, trained by American. So again, I couldn't understand why the Arab Palestinians don't look with favor towards us, because we never should have gotten involved in that. We never should have stuck our nose in that. And the UN should have never sanctioned the Jewish community coming back to Palestine. And Britain, who had colonized Palestine, should have never brought the Jews to Palestine. There never was a two-state solution. Never was. Never was. Then nor now. It's all a farce. It's all a lie. Nobody in their right mind will let somebody come to their country and say, you know something? We are God's chosen people. We are God's chosen people. We're back to claim what's ours. Yes, we left as folks with melanin, folks with color. Now we're back as Caucasian, but we're still God's chosen people. We know we're 2,000 years late, but this land belongs to us. This land belongs to us. Nobody in their right mind, nobody will go for that. Come on now. So Americans, we have been bamboozled and hoodwinked. It's not winnable. You ain't winning it there. That I can tell you, you're not going to win that there. But anyway, again, listen to WBCA 102.9 FM. In WBCA 102.9 FM, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. Name of the program, I'm in the trenches, baby. off the pavement trenches, off the pavement trenches, off the pavement trenches. But speak about things that I see is to put out a different perspective for you to consider. You might agree some, all or nothing, but again, putting a different twist on things. On this here Wednesday, I'm just speaking my mind, things I'm seeing. Another thing I think we ought to really think about, when I see, I go to TikTok and Facebook, because being a clinician, working in folks' home, we do mental health service in folks' home. We go in the home and work with folks. I got to have an idea what the youth are listening to. I would strongly encourage all parents, you need to go on these platforms, TikTok and other, just to hear and see what your kids are listening to. See what they've been exposed to. Although these are great platforms for information, educational, but a lot of trash out there too. A lot of trash. And folks are saying all kind of personal, intimate stuff being revealed. And so the reason why I know about some of the rap group, like, you know, Sexy Red and a few others, right? Because I hear what the kids are listening to. And when you hear the lyrics, right? It's trash. I'm not saying Sexy Red's the trash or some of the rappers are trash, be they male or female, right? But the lyrics are trash. It's downright despicable. And I contend that most parents have no idea what their children are like absorbing. And what you hear, you will start to manifest. And so I would strongly encourage all parents to go on these platforms. Although there's a lot of great things on there, a lot of great content, you know. But you got a lot of folks out there that's just spewing trash. Pew down on a Dutch reader garbage. And your kids are being absorbed with that nonsense. But you don't know because why? You're not in tune to what they are listening to. So TikTok is a great platform. A lot of great content on there. A lot of good stuff going on. But a lot of garbage too. You know, same with Facebook. All these platforms. And so I encourage all parents, you need to be in tune to what your son or daughter is absorbing on these platforms. Because again, what you take in, you start to manifest. And I can tell a lot of the behavior that these kids are exhibiting, you know, in the community, in school, come from being saturated with a lot of trash. You know, you go on this platform, vulgar language is commonplace. The N-word, not other racial, you know, slang words, but the N-word is as common as breathing. Denigrating our group and ourselves is commonplace as walking down the street. The B-word, common. H-word, common. And I'm saying, you know, you say it so nonchalantly, and what you say often, you start to believe. So is there any wonder that there's no cohesion, right? There's no togetherness amongst many other young people, because look what you refer to yourself as. If you say that you're the N-word all the time, that person loses their what? Human value. They lose, right? They're just being worthwhile in the world, because you don't denigrate them, you don't degrade them. The same way if you say the word B all the time, and she's a B all the time, right? She just lost her value as a human being. And so that's why it's so easy for many of these young folks, right, to kill each other, beat each other down, degrade each other, insult each other. Because look at the language that you are using to describe your own group. And the owners of these platforms, right, don't seem to mind. But until there's pushback from our community demanding a higher standards that we exhibit, you're going to always have this trash being promoted as freedom of speech, freedom of speech. And it's really trash. It's really trash. So again, just some things on my mind. I'm speaking. Today's on my mind. Speak my mind Wednesday. Again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. Name of the show, From the Trenches, baby. Off the basement trenches. I come on every Wednesday at 6 to share some thoughts with you. Listen to WBCA 102.9 FM and WBCA 102.9 FM in Boston. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
The revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people is something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page. Or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country. Uh-huh. But I think that the black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who carried the process through the process, that everyone else has sort of like skipped stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. And we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people, it's something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page. Or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country. Uh-huh. But I think that the black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who've carried the process through the process, that everyone else has sort of like skip stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. And we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
I'm back. Again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. You listen to WBCA 102.9 FM and WBCA 102.9 FM. Name of the program, From the Trenches, Baby. Off the Baby Trenches, Off the Baby Trenches, From the Trenches, Baby, From the Trenches. But speak about things that I see out here and just saying that, you know, hey, we need to change. There's something we need to change. The reason why I always play Brother Gale twice, because he really, really epitomizes where we are. And that there interview was done, I think, in the 2000. He's now deceased now. He wrote a song called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. I bought the album. And when we bought it, I think my 20s then, we thought that he meant an actual revolution was going to take here, you know, physical violence, you know. But as he defined it, like you say, the revolution takes place in your mind. In your mind. When you come to realize, all right, that you're on the wrong page, going the wrong way, that through your reading and study, you understand to see our country for what it is. You see America for what she is. She's a great country. Great, great country. You get no pushback from me on that. But she's never great for us. Never. And as you come into heightened awareness, right, you come to accept her for how she is. That's why I just say, I got one request of my country. Share the wealth, baby. Share the wealth. How, Larry? Through city contracts, state contracts, federal contract, private contract, the trade, essential high-income position, whereby we can live well, provide for our families on our own terms, live what we want to do, live what we want to live, send our kids to the programs of our choice, acquire wealth, and leave something for an inheritance for the next generation. All right, she is what she is. And she also said, no matter what we did, we had to fight for it. Because being born an American didn't seem to matter. Being born in America didn't seem to matter. Everything we've got in this country, from the time we've arrived, we have arrived, we have to fight for, And that's true. And so, as I speak to my group, ADOS, as I identify as American Center of Slavery, we come out of the institution. And I no longer look at it as a detriment, because I am thankful that my elders survived that ordeal. They survived 24 years of chattel slavery, followed by another 100 years of Jim Crow, apartheid, we're going to call it, still just another form of slavery. Civil rights had to fight. So for the whole 45 years here, we've been fighting. We've been fighting. And so I say at some point in time, it's time to put that cross down, let others do that fight. We have given them a template how to fight whiteness for inclusion, but let them fight that. I would say to the next generation coming behind us, baby boomers, Gen X, Gen Zs, and millennials, focus on becoming highly skilled with essential skills, pursuing city contracts, state contracts, federal contracts, private contracts, you know, the trades, essential skills. But you can do, be comfortable, live where you want to live, take care of your family on your turn. Also allows you to build investment, build wealth that you can share with the next generation. And when your time is up, get on up out of here. But I wouldn't spend no more of my time fighting no social agenda. No more social agenda. I wouldn't be fighting for voting rights, human rights, racism, sexism, you know. We've been fighting that since 1865, since Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. We've been fighting for 161 years, wanting to be treated as a citizen. We made a lot of great strides. But I say it's time to put that banner down. Put it down. It's time for us to focus on acquiring essential high-income skills, getting contracts, because, for example, the city of Boston, awards over $2 billion a year, with outside contractors. My community, ADOS, get less than 1% of that. Now think about it, $2 billion a year, and we as contractors, we get less than 1% of that. And so our city councils, right, they fight for everything but to bring home the bacon. They fighting for sanctuary city, illegal immigrants, you know, lesbian, gays, you name it, they fight for everything. Everything but the right thing. On the state level, the state of Massachusetts spent over $4 billion a year. They spend over $4 billion a year with outside contractors. Again, my community, ADOS, get less than 1% of that money. Think about it. So our state senators, state reps, fight for everything but the bacon. But the bacon. And so we've been spending our time the last 161 years fighting for social agenda. They was needed. That's true. But who's going to hire us? Because we have been demonized in this society, in this country, of our birth. If you don't have contracts to hire your people, well, guess what? Because that's the problem. That's why when I hear people say, well, we need to do our own thing. You know, we need to build our own. Well, that sounds good. That sounds reasonable. But the problem is, where is your source of revenue? Where's revenue going to come from? Where is the revenue going to come from? The revenue to hire these people. At the last audit, at the last census, there's 47 million who identified as black in this country. Of that, 7 million was Africans and Caribbean lineage, and 40 million was ADOs. Well, how are you going to hire those 40 million ADOs people without a contract, without a source of revenue? So it sounds good to say, yeah, we need our own. Yes, and do. Okay, I'm with you on that. But if you can't hire those 40 million people, what are they going to do? And there is the crux of the problem. That's why I say we cannot not be in mainstream America. We got to be out there. And from there, you can build communities that might be, but you know, predominantly black, or you can live wherever you want to. But why? You have the means to do that. But you got to have a source of revenue. And that's why when you become a contractor with a contract, you can hire people. As a provider for the state and also with Medicaid, I can hire young black American clinicians coming out of Simmons or BU or BC as, you know, clinicians. But I got a contract. I can give them a source of revenue where they can take care of their family. But without the contract, I couldn't hire them. So again, that's why when folks say these things, it sounds very, you know, symbolic and, you know, romantic. We need our own, do our own thing. Yes. Okay, I'm with you on that. But the time of us being totally segregated has come and gone. It's come and gone. And since Reverend Jackson took it on his path of integration, assimilation, and the Rainbow Coalition, a lot of our people are comfortable. They're comfortable. You know, so just see it being separate, you know, there's no appetite for that. So again, we got to be able to swim out there in the mainstream America with contracts. That's why I say the theme should be in all these houses, and I'm talking now to Gen X, Gen Z, and millennials. This is what I would do. I would make sure in my house, right, that I start to first and foremost put in an atmosphere where we do not degrade ourselves or denigrate ourselves no more. There's no more N-words, B-words, F-word, no, that days are gone. I'm going to instill in my kids the importance, not so much education per se, but acquiring essential high-income skills. Some education, although it's nice to have, it don't pay well. It don't pay well. I would be very, very, very deliberate in my teaching to my kids. And I'd make sure that I start to instill in them the importance. You must acquire these skills. You must have your contracts to hire yourself and also your people. Otherwise, right, it ain't going to work. How are you going to feed the people without having a source of revenue? And the city of Boston spent $2 billion, the state $4 billion. I read a stat where the United States government spends over $500 billion a year with outside contractors. Over $500 billion a year outside contractors. For all kinds of stuff. Consulting work, IT stuff, roads, bridges, you name it. And again, our group, ADOS, get less than 1% of that money. Why? We're fighting what? A social agenda. A social agenda. I say it's time to let these groups fight for themselves. Let them fight for themselves. let's stay on our own path. We've been off that path for the last 40, 50 years. Thank everybody. Okay. And civil rights movement, the civil rights movement has failed. It failed to achieve its ultimate objective, which was for us to be viewed and treated as full-fledged citizens. It failed to do that. And so now, when the Supreme Court knocked out the last peg, you cannot use diversity, all right? Well, you're square zero. You're square zero. So being a square zero, what you gonna do? I say, the good thing is that you know what not to do, young people. Gen X, Gen Z, millennial, you know what not to do. I would not pursue no social agenda anymore. I would pursue those skills, those essential high income skills, that are gonna allow me to go out in the marketplace and receive top dollar so I can take care of myself, but also hire folks for my group. As a provider at Osiris, there's about 40 people, I believe, that we contract with. Just say those 40 people, right, have two or three people in their houses. That means there's 120 people who are deriving their livelihood, right, in the comfort from those contracts. All because we have the contracts. And so I say to the young folks coming behind me and my group, as we baby boomers get out the way, and you take the stage, you know, I would just stop doing some things. I wouldn't have no social agenda. I would not be pursuing that. Not anymore. We've been doing that for 161 years. Like Brother Gil Scott Heron said, as Gil Scott said, you know, being born in America didn't seem to matter. We had to fight for everything we've gotten here. Well, I see it's time to put that cross down and let's start to focus on acquired contracts so we can hire our people. We can also accumulate wealth, create our own projects, own, restaurants, whatever you want to get into. And if you build it, they will come. They will come. But you control it. So I just totally focused my whole attention if I was a young man starting out, you know, knowing what I know now. I would not be fighting for the right to vote. Mm-mm. I'm going to be out. You wouldn't see me down there. Because it doesn't put no chicken in my pot. Don't allow me to live where I want to live. Take care of my family the way I want to take care. Live the kind of life I want to live. Don't allow me to do that, you know. What allows me to do that there, right, is wealth. You must have a certain degree of wealth in America to be comfortable. In these cities, it requires a certain level of wealth to be comfortable, or you're going to struggle. And if you look at this here, last, 20, 30 years, all this influx of, illegal immigrants, right, you're no longer needed for entry level or cheap labor. They don't need you for that. So if you're not preparing yourself or your children to be competitive out here, and also to be marketable out here, you're going to be at a very severe disadvantage. Here's what it is. And so this ain't gloom and doom, not the end of the world. And these folks are here to stay. All these immigrants, illegal, they ain't going nowhere. They're not going nowhere. Nowhere. And so even if President Trump wins, he might deport some just to show. These folks are here. They ain't going nowhere. They're here. And so in these cities across the country where black folks reside, make room for them, baby. Make room. Make room. They're here. So again, if you can't get off that bottom, if you can't get off that bottom because of skills, you're going to be stuck here. And if you're on these so-called programs, Section 8, child welfare, whatever you want, right? If you don't, position yourself to do better, you're not going to live better. You're stuck down on the bottom. And I contend it's time to make a move to go back and upgrade your skills. By the best I can tell you. Because these folks are here to stay. They ain't going nowhere. And also, what's on my mind, if you are in favor of President Trump, I got a problem with that. If you feel that President Trump is the answer, vote for him. Vote for him. I've never been impressed with President Biden. The reason why I voted for him before, because he's with Obama. And I was not impressed with him the second term. With him, I wish I had my money back and my vote back. You know? But, you know, you live and you learn. But, again, if you feel that President Trump is the real deal, you vote for him. And don't be bamboozled with this here fear tactic. Oh, he going to do World War III. Or, you know, he going to have a civil war. No, we ain't. No, we ain't. If he win or lose, they ain't gonna be. That's all blowing hot air. No, it ain't. If he win, fine. If he don't, fine. The sun will shine tomorrow. Either way, it will shine. So if you want to vote for President Trump, by all means, do. But at the end of the day, now it's your skills that's gonna determine your quality of life. Your skills. Not who's down in the White House. Not who's at the State House. Or City Hall, it's your skills will determine where you live, how you take care of your kids and yourself. And I'll come back to your skills, baby. Your skills. Well, as I wind down this segment, you know, I'll speak my mind Wednesday. Hope you have enjoyed what I had to say. Again, I'm here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. to share my thoughts with you, you know. And again, I don't mean to belittle anybody. I'm not here to degrade anybody or speak ill towards anybody. Just putting out a different narrative into the atmosphere for you to consider. So again, you know, at the end of the day now, it comes down to what you do or don't do. And if you don't take care of yourself, if you're not looking out for yourself by acquiring those skills which allow you to live life on your terms, you're getting paid top dollar, you're not paying attention now. You're not paying attention, you're not listening. Because I said many, many times, no one's coming to save you, baby. No one's coming to make life better for you. And these programs, right, that the Democrats give you, they're there to keep you in poverty. It's kind of funny. The Democrats give you programs that don't lead to wealth. Republicans give you rhetoric that don't lead to wealth. You give them a point? Either way, baby, it's up to you. If you don't have the skills to upgrade your life, to improve your life, you're not going to do well. It is what it is. So you got to, A, go back. If you're not where you are, go back, upgrade your skills. That's what I did. As long as you're above ground, you can make something happen. Don't forget that. You can make something happen. You just got to put your mind to it, decide what you want to do. You know, it's a great country. And if you have sufficient wealth, it's a great place to be. If you don't, you're going to struggle. And there's no getting around that. It is what it is. So, take a look at yourself. If you don't like what you see, if you don't like where you are in life, as I did 40 years ago, I had to do something about it. I had to go back and upgrade my skill. I'm so glad that I did, because right now, I'm just totally tickle pink, the life that I'm living on my terms. And you can do the same thing. But you have to have the skills to demand top dollar in this labor market. There's no getting around it. So as I wind down, you know, again, you're listening to WBCA, 102.9 FM in Boston. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. And I'll be here next Wednesday. Name of the show, From the Trenches, Observation from the Trenches. I'll be here next week to bring you another episode of my thoughts, what you might think. And so until then, I want you to understand now, no one's coming to save you. No one's coming to save you at all. Got to save yourself. In America, it runs on skills. So until next Wednesday, be blessed and God bless you. Bye-bye.
The preceding commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3215 or email radio@bnnmedia.org.